America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Bastille Day, I think, is in July.
Okay, well, it's November.
Just saying. I think Bastille Day is in July. Is Bastille Day like French Revolution, like their 4th of July, I'm guessing? Brian, you got anything on that? You're the closest we got to somebody that's French.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. Nothing you're talking about right now.
When is Lagniappe?
Lagniappe is coming up in the spring.
We need to go to Lagniappe, Landfill. Landfill at Lagniappe.
Do you think y'all can handle Lagniappe? Y'all don't like spicy food. Y'all have problems.
I like spicy food.
Hold on, I like spicy food. Just that Bonchon spicy chicken is a little too much.
Okay, well, you think the crawfish won't be a little bit too much?
I like crawfish. I can handle Lenya.
Can be spicy.
I'm going to leave early, though.
No, you won't leave early. Leave early. We will not give you a key to the room. You got to be standing outside.
Nobody's leaving early today because the NFL trade deadline isn't until 4 o'clock. I just saw this from New England, Mike Giardi reporting that the Chargers are interested in Patriots wide receiver K.J. Osborne. That would make a lot of sense. L.A.'s got a pretty good team. They run the ball well. You got Herbert. You got Harbaugh coaching them up. They need some weapons on the outside.
They do.
The rookie, McConkey's pretty good, but that one adds up to me. Obviously, we're all sitting here kind of waiting to hear what, if anything, Washington does. Also, shout out to Norv Turner. Just got hired in Vegas to help his son, Scott, calling that Raiders offense. I wish him luck. Not a lot of talent. Not a great quarterback.
I will tell you, the man is an offensive mind.
Yeah, man. He knows what he's doing.
I've always said it.
Also, a lot of people keep sending me this dope video. I don't know who made this. I want to credit the right person. Jeff, maybe you can figure out who made it. It's an Instagram dude, Jay Santos, 111111. We're going to play the audio of this video coming up at noon because it's awesome. So if you've seen it, stay tuned. If you haven't, trust me, it's really cool. It's going to make you want to run through a brick wall. Right now, though, Dan Quinn spoke yesterday afternoon at length. It was a long presser. And we'll start. I asked him a question. Like, the trade deadline has changed significantly.
Mm-hmm.
B, when you were playing, did you even know it existed?
No.
It was like a non-thing. I think a lot of things kind of changed the way the Rams built their Super Bowl roster. I'm not saying they were the catalyst for it. But I asked Dan Quinn, a dude that's been in coaching circles for probably 25 years or something, how this all shifted. Landfill number 13.
24/7 sports news cycles, man. I don't know, JP. It's a good question. We've moved it back a week. I don't feel like it's as big a shift in that as maybe I thought it might. To see, okay, you're not seeing like a team dump players, and as you see, you know, a narrative in some other sports. But what I do see and feel is maybe, you know, teams really competing, thinking our league is built so closely and designed with parity in mind. So if you can make a move to change your roster or think this player would really add value, I think, Sam, that's the biggest difference. What are we seeing that could be a slight shift, a slight advantage for one team, and being aggressive into that spot?
All right.
I think, listen, DQ got asked lots of different questions about the trade deadline there and kind of just deferred to Peter's on a lot of this.
Smart man.
Sure.
That's Adam's job. I coach him up.
I think number six, Landini. Standing tried to ask him about when the trade discussions. So Peters and Lance Newmark and Mayhew and all those guys, they're running the phones, right? And you're probably not going to coach until you get pretty far down the road. Like, you don't introduce a girl you've gone on one date with to your parents. You know what I mean? You introduce a girl to your parents after you've gone on five or six dates, and there might be something there. So, basically, Standing was trying to figure out, like, when do you start hearing from Peters about a potential player? I think it's number six, Lanfield.
I think first things first, like the competition part of it, Ben, you'll never stop backing off of that. You know, if there's ways to do things, to compete, to find it, you go. But I would say really for Adam and his staff, it would go to layers. So obviously they would look at it. And if things got serious, then you take the next step. You know, showing some of that tape, how would you feature some so you have all the information before you would make a trade. So a couple of like, okay, you've hit the first marker to go to the next step. Hey, would you look at these guys and give us an evaluation? So it's a very clear process, you know, from Adam and his team, and one that makes it very easy to follow because you don't have to chase any speculation. He would give us any updates. Hey, I think you should take a look at this person, and so on and so forth.
You know, I would think they may talk periodically around, not just at a certain point, because
I think they're talking.
A smart GM is going to ask that coach, how does he fit into your system? What do you think you can do with him? And even that coach is going to give those guys ideas of people he may like to have.
They're talking all the time.
Yeah.
They're making roster moves all
Hell
the time.
Yeah.
Last week, they added two new tackles to the practice squad. The bottom five players on an NFL roster, cross-checked with the top 10 on the practice squad, are almost in a constant state of movement.
Yeah.
So the front office and the coaching staff is almost in a constant state of conversation.
They talk a lot more than they would want us to know, and I'm cool with it.
Totally. And that's probably heightened right now.
Yeah.
They probably are kind of all in the room together trying to figure out what's going on.
There's always a deadline.
It still doesn't.
And we know what happens around deadlines. Deals.
Yes. Another one here, number seven, Landini. This is Forbes not playing, being widely reported. Now, Standing had it first. I think Josina is now saying Emmanuel Forbes is available. Dan Quinn talking about Forbes not playing against the Giants.
Yeah, it was nothing, you know, past, like, for Emmanuel, nothing wrong in that spot. So it's just how the game played out yesterday, Ben. It wasn't by design or any of those things. So he had played the week before and even more plays prior to that. So nothing along those lines. And as it goes for D-line or any of the spots, if there was, like I said, a way to compete to do things, we would look into it. But our team's growing stronger, and even some of the guys that had been banged up are, you know, starting to recapture that. And so it's been great to have Jordan McGee back out there and F.A. back, you know, coming back there off their stints from not being able to help so far.
I hear a few things there. One, it's the same thing when people kept asking about why isn't Jamin playing. They're not going to throw the guy under the bus. They're playing the guys they think help them win games.
But the thing about it is, why do those questions keep getting asked when they told you that? They've told you, people, they've said that since offseason.
Well,
we're going to play the people that help us win in that week and throughout the weeks.
More importantly there, I think he said, yeah, you know, if we can get help at a corner or help at a D-line, we're looking. But we, one, really believe in the guys we've got here. And then, two, still think guys can improve and come back. I am really curious. What Quinn keeps saying is, you know, the week eight team would have beat the week five team. Like, I think they think they're going to be significantly better by week 14.
Hell yeah.
And I think
that they have shown that they've gotten better. And your team should never just be stagnant.
Speaking of not being stagnant, a few announcements. Shout out to Stevie for just bringing us a boatload of candy. Not really sure what prompted that, but shout out to Stevie.
And
right?
Wendy is destroying the candy.
Wendy just walks in like she owns the place and just starts taking whatever candy she wants.
and she got on Commander's gear.
Oh, Lord. Wendy's ready for her segment. Wendy is ready for Wendy Knows Sports. Jeff, see if you can book Wendy. Is she available for our next segment to do Wendy Knows Sports? Jeff broke his microphone. Landfill, can you confirm if Wendy is available?
She's actually not available. Very busy day.
About 12:45. Wendy?
She's very busy.
She doesn't seem that busy. She's digging through the giant. I still don't understand why Beamich made the giant bag of candy. Wendy, you're letting us down today? You're literally taking the candy and running. That's messed up. Well, I guess we just won't have Wendy Knows Sports today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.